Good morning. We're starting off cool but not terribly cold across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the lower and middle 30s. Some cooler readings across parts of the higher terrain, but clouds continue to stream in and they will increase and thicken. Most everyone will get through the morning drive dry, with a couple of exceptions, one being perhaps a few passing showers along the Canadian border. Otherwise, we'll track a storm system toward us from the Ohio Valley. Rain will break out across the region from west to east around lunchtime. Temperatures will climb ahead of the rain into the lower to mid 40s on average, with some places reaching a bit higher, although temperatures will start to slide back once the steady precipitation begins. So we'll carry a cool rain through the late afternoon and early evening hours, and at that point, the storm will track off the east coast. Colder air will sweep in behind it from north to south after dark. As temperatures lower back through the 40s and 30s, precipitation will also end from north to south, but it looks like the cold air will catch up with what's left of the precipitation and change the rain over to some wet snow. This will be especially true from I-90 points south. To the north, precipitation will have come to an end, so no accumulation is expected. In the southern half of New York and New England, though, most valley locations will pick up a coating up to an inch of snow, with parts of the higher terrain, particularly the Catskills, the Taconics, the Rensselaer Plateau, southern Vermont, the Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, as much as 1 to 3 inches, with some isolated areas picking up 4 inches of snow. And it's still possible, if precipitation lingers long enough into the overnight period, that parts of southern New York and New England in the valleys could pick up 1 or perhaps even 2 inches of snow. This precipitation, though, will come to an end quickly, with the breeze picking up out of the northwest overnight as temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 20s. This will set us up for some clouds to start the day on Friday, but with increasing sunshine, it'll be breezy and cooler, with highs staying in the mid-30s. Full sunshine over the weekend, with highs in the 40s Saturday and 50s on Sunday, and we'll make a run at the 60-degree mark with mostly sunny skies for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another round of severe weather is likely across eastern portions of the Ohio Valley toward the southeast and Carolinas as the storm moves in from the central plains. A moderate risk of severe weather is currently in place, with the potential for more tornadoes, high winds, and large hail into the night. Locally heavy rain is also possible in these locations, and flash flooding will be another hazard. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow and freezing fog, 23 degrees with a west wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 34, 82% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Harlingen, McAllen, Zapata, Farr, and Falcon Lake, all in Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the upper 40s, Boston becoming cloudy with showers moving in, lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 36, that's 1 degree above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 0.8 inches for the month, which is now 6.4 inches of snow below normal, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is now right on normal to this point in the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m., 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today, but only scattered showers closer to the Canadian border, and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Breezy with showers changing to a little light snow before ending tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Becoming breezy with rain changing to snow tonight before ending, lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Becoming breezy with rain changing to snow tonight before ending, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid-40s, becoming breezy with rain changing to snow tonight before ending, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Becoming breezy with rain changing to snow tonight before ending and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning giving way to increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler mid-30s, sunny back to the mid-40s on Saturday, more sunshine mid-50s on Sunday, sunny skies with high pressure and control Monday and Tuesday in the upper 50s to around 60, and a mix of sun and clouds back to around 60 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.